This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. During this pandemic, we've been checking in with various private and public schools about their approach to learning and keeping students and staff safe. We've learned that Kamehameha Schools may have been the first private school to offer an on-campus testing program to its ohana. It also started an in-house contact tracing program and has vaccinations underway. We reached out to talk to Crystal Busey, the safety program manager, and Darren Pai, communications director for KS. It had limited boarding at Kapalama to seniors only and only resumed on-campus learning during the fall.
Our whole process with trying to make sure that we can do everything we can to protect the health and safety of our students, of our faculty, of all of our employees in our KS Ohana. You know, like almost every other school and every organization, really began last year when the pandemic really took off. And we immediately grounded ourselves in our principles that we guide ourselves by at Kamehameha Schools. We have a saying, Hanai Ike Keiki Ola Kalahui, which is Aloha Hawaii and roughly translates to nurture the keiki and the lahui, you know, the people will thrive. And so we really focused on what we can do to do right by our children, by our students, and make sure that not only can we keep them safe, but make sure that we can maintain our commitment to their emotional, physical well-being and continue to provide them with world-class educational experience. But we also have to think about that Kamehameha Schools, we're not a single campus. We have three K-12 campuses, 29 preschools, you know, thousands of students across the state. So we were really looking at, you know, developing plans that would allow us to protect our ohana, but are flexible enough to account for all the differences that we've seen in how the pandemic has impacted different counties, different communities across the state. We implemented a lot of safety procedures so that we could get going with our students. And what we really started to look at the testing in earnest and to have it ready as we sort of turn the calendar into the second semester of this year in 2021. It's a voluntary program, and the response has been very strong. You know, our students and our families and our staff have really shown a lot of interest because they've all been hungry for information, and this is one more piece of data that we can all look at to make really good, solid, informed decision as we move forward.
Crystal, talk about how, you know, we're able to offer the testing to, I guess, the staff first, right, as they started to bring the students on?
We actually started tiptoeing into this whole testing world back in October and November of 2020. And so we began to offer the testing to our KS Haumana and our staff. And we were really leveraging community partners and clinics. And we were assessing, how is this going? What is the reception? Is this something that our community finds valuable? And is it something that we find valuable? And so we, like Darren said, it was really well received, and everybody appreciated having these extra opportunities to get a PCR test. And so knowing that we do have our on-site Malama'ola Health Services team available, we then started working late last year to actually implement our own in-house voluntary testing program. And so currently, like Darren said, we went live in January, and we're offering a saliva-based PCR test. And that's for our K through 12 campuses, and so that's on-site testing. And then for our preschools, we offer a home-based PCR test kit, and that's because we don't actually have healthcare professionals on-site at all of our 29 sites. And so testing for us, it's really just another layer of our overall approach to safety. Even though we have this voluntary program in place now, it's certainly another data point. It gives us a lot of reassurance about, you know, what our own community transmission is looking like within KS. But it's still, you know, paramount that we're following all of those key pillars of safety, which is the mask wearing, the hygiene, you know, all the things that we're used to now in this pandemic environment. So to date, we've actually done about 2,500 tests, and we've had less than a handful of positive results, which has been really encouraging. And so our overall positivity rate is less than 0.2%.
Wow.
And it's just been really well received by both our students and our staff and their ohana.
And what are the challenges as you go, you know, island by island? Because, you know, I know everybody's under different tiers. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we do have a community-based transmission approach just in terms of the frequency and how often we offer the testing. So it ranges from island by island. Some are on a monthly basis. Some can be biweekly. Some can be weekly. And we also have to just work really closely with each school within each campus and with each preschool because, you know, everybody's still under hybrid learning models. And so we want to make sure that we're not disrupting their school day. And so we want to be able to do it efficiently and effectively. And so certainly when we first rolled it out, which was to our returning boarders, there's a lot of lessons learned by the health services team. And one of our ongoing kind of jokes is that this is going to be a great year for oral hygiene because we've gotten all of our kids to really understand the importance of teeth brushing and flossing and all of that good stuff so that when you're actually submitting your saliva sample, you don't have debris that's, you know, coming out and will make the sample inconclusive or rejected or anything like that. So there were lessons learned certainly along the way. And I think that now that, you know, it's been about 2 months, almost 3 months that we've been live with the program, we're definitely in the flow and people are used to it. They're used to logging into our electronic health record and, you know, submitting their consent for voluntary testing. And so overall, it's going much more smoothly now compared to when we were in the beginning of the year and we were kind of working through kinks.
And Darren, can you talk about the boarding aspect? Because I know there are many students that normally come here to Oahu to board, but I know you had to really kind of scale that back a year ago.
Well, yeah, that's correct. You know, we really had to think carefully through it, and it was a difficult choice. But, you know, this year we made the decision that to limit our residential life program, you know, just to seniors from Oahu. And, you know, this is really, you know, in the interest of making sure that we can provide a safe, you know, healthy environment, you know, for the students. But it's also because, you know, we were able to offer, you know, very robust, you know, online hybrid learning so that students from neighbor islands who might otherwise, you know, be boarding at Kapalama could still get world-class education and make sure that, you know, they're fulfilling all of the requirements and having an enriching experience. It was a big, difficult decision to make. You know, we believe it was the right thing to do in the interest of our students and their families as well. There's a lot of thought and a lot of careful deliberation went into that decision, and ultimately it came down to, you know, what can we do to make sure we can provide the opportunity and also do it in a way where we can, you know, have all the proper safety precautions and you know, provide a good environment for the keiki.
And were you able to bring back any of the other boarders at all?
At this point in the school year, we are looking at, you know, a lot of information. Collectively, our society has learned a lot more about this disease, and we're continuing to very closely monitor the guidance from the CDC. So with all this new information, we are looking at continuing to ramp up density on campus, bringing students back for, you know, more engagement on campus. And, you know, there's so many things that happen across our three campuses. You know, sometimes it's a challenge to keep track of all of them. So, you know, in preparing for this interview, I kind of clicked through some of our social media feeds, our Instagram accounts from our different campuses. And, you know, for us, it's been really important to have families see what's happening with their kids so that they can still, you know, feel connected and part of the KS Ohana. So, you know, we've been able to share those stories about students coming back for biology lab or coming back for their performing arts classes or, you know, engaging with each other through, you know, lessons about culture or, you know, engaging in, you know, field trips, and all while making sure that we're following the proper safety protocols, wearing masks, maintaining distancing and, you know, hand washing and all the proper sanitization. So not to say it hasn't been without its challenges, but it's also very rewarding to see that, you know, what it does for the children and the students, because, you know, that connection with each other, that social aspect of being in school and being with, you know, the members of your class is a very important part of the whole experience. In our annual Founders Day celebration, where we recognize, you know, Ke'ali'i Pauahi, our founder, in December. You know, this year, you know, we had to, you know, make the decision to go online with it and share it, you know, create a program that is normally done in person, but we shared it and broadcast it over the web to our KS Ohana. Our Maui campus, they brought a number of their students back to campus. Everybody's, you know, seated appropriately distant, wearing their masks, and they brought them together for a joint viewing of that web program, because it is a very deeply important experience for us at Kamehameha. You know, they wanted to make sure that the students had that opportunity to share that together.
Well, I did enjoy the Ho'olalea online. It was wonderful to hear the Hawaiian music and just be a part of that experience, even though we weren't there on campus.
I'm sure you've heard similar stories from other schools and other organizations that you've spoken to. We've all had to find ways to adapt, find ways to see what we can do to preserve traditions, make sure we maintain those connections, and also do what we need to do to keep everyone safe. One of the most gratifying things I think we've all felt is, as an ohana at Kamehameha, we've all sort of recognized that we have our own personal responsibility, our own personal kuleana to help be part of the solution. Make sure we're wearing our masks and make sure that we're observing all the proper protocols and practices, to do what we can to get through this and get to that light at the end of the tunnel.
And Crystal, can you talk about the vaccinations that might be offered to the teachers?
That's one of the things, we're super excited about. We at Kamehameha Schools, we of course respect everyone's ability to make their own choices about their personal health. And we do encourage all of our ohana to stay informed about vaccinations. And we will help our employees make informed decisions. We've been sharing information regularly from the CDC about vaccinations and doing different information sessions. And so even though vaccinations are not mandatory and we do strongly encourage them, especially for any of those that are in a high-risk category, any of our frontline staff, and we've just been really pleased to see that vaccinations have now been made available on all of our different islands. And so we've been regularly sending updates to all of our faculty and staff with appointment links and registrations and access codes. So that's managing that across all of our different islands is a whole process in and of itself, but our staff have really kind of embraced this whole process and this new vaccination world, and we do see a lot of enthusiasm from our whole faculty and staff in terms of being vaccinated.
When did you start offering those?
The earliest island was Kauai, actually, and so I think that was back in early February, if I'm not mistaken. And now I know Maui had opportunities in the last couple of weeks. Oahu has had a ton of opportunities, and so we did send out a survey, actually. It was a couple of weeks ago now, so it's a little bit dated, but about over 85% of our staff did respond that they do want to be vaccinated. Most had either received their first shot or already had their appointment, and we hear lots of stories every day around here. I'm sure it's the same for all essential workers in terms of employees getting their second shot and what symptoms they've had, and so we have seen a good turnout overall. Just to kind of piggyback on the testing conversation, one of the things that we did for winter break was we offered voluntary testing before everybody returned on site after winter break, and so we're going to be following that same model for spring break as well. That's just another measure that we've kind of put into place that has been working well for us across all of our islands.
That was Kamehameha School Bishop Estates Crystal Busi. She is the safety program manager for KS, and Darren Pye is communication spokesman for the school.